The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.' Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord. The combination of scripture that we hear this evening represents a kind of convergence that is happening before the dawn. In the first reading, the prophet Baruch characterizes the devastated city of Jerusalem as a woman in mourning for her exiled children who have been forcibly taken away by the Babylonians. When I listen to his voice, I hear such tenderness, a message of comfort. He says the robe of mourning and misery will be cast off. Rather, he says, put on the splendor of glory from God forever. You will be named by God forever the peace of justice. Your lives shall be glory of God's worship. East to west, you will see your exiled children gathered back together again. Rejoice, he says, that you are remembered by God. The exile is ended. The humiliation of their forced march into exile on foot will be undone by their being carried back aloft as if they were royalty. The heights of despair and the depths of depression will be leveled out. It is not that the suffering is forgotten, or that anything could go back to being the way it was before the tragedy. But now the divine gift of joy settles over the grieving mother as rebuilding life out of the ruins begins. Those who return are led by God's light, and their companions are mercy and justice. The kingdom of God is our condition of being, that which is happening already, and that which has not yet completed at the same time. Advent is the time of waiting in between, the time to keep moving forward based on the promises of the kingdom, which will be our future for fulfillment and joy. The people from God, after being delivered from Egypt, did not enter the desert and just stop there. They were constantly, always on the move. Their forward motion, with God's support, surely, ultimately moved them across the Jordan and into the promised land. This time of pandemic has felt like a kind of exile for us, too, hasn't it? On top of that, migrants and refugees at our borders, victims of violence in our cities, all struggling to rebuild life out of the ruins. Like Jerusalem in Baruch's time, there is no going back to what was before, but we let God's loving care enfold us with mercy and justice as our companions. With them, we can move forward to healing, restoration, and the chance for a new beginning. Always a chance for a new beginning. Despite how things might seem, even how dark our times might seem, how uncertain we are of our direction to go next in the desert, we must be certain of our faith in these words. All of creation will be gathered back to God, the mountains made low, the rocky gorges filled to level ground. Nothing shall impede our coming together with God. Jerusalem shall dwell in the shade of God's kindness, and led by his light, we will journey in the good company of his mercy and justice. Notice how in the gospel today, the event of John the Baptist is placed so carefully in a moment of historical time. John the Baptist, the last and greatest prophet, suddenly appears to announce that the time is now for these things to come to pass and a chance for a new beginning. Prepare the way of the Lord, he says, make straight his path. Turn away from personal choices that impede his coming and collectively turn toward divine mercy. John the Baptist uses Baruch's and Isaiah's words. Mountains shall be lowered, valleys shall be filled, rough winding roads will be straightened and made smooth, and all will be called to salvation. St. Thomas Aquinas said that God is both the goal and the one who will get us to the goal. The path exists for this journey to God, and it is not a journey one makes alone. What a beautiful image is given in the first reading, that we travel in the good company of God's mercy and justice. But you can't travel along abstract concepts or things. God's mercy and justice are given to us in our traveling companions along the way. And we must do the same for them. We encounter each other without judgment. We listen to one another because everyone's story is important. And we discern where God is at work in this new relationship formed along the way as we accompany one another. What encounters have set you on the journey to better seek Jesus Christ? Sometimes they happen with the people you least expect. But be sure of this, all are called to stream to God on this direct path with hope and anticipation in this time of Advent waiting.